Hello and welcome to this week's Otscast Extra. I'm here with Hell's Gazelles band members Cole Bryant and Dan Podbury. Hi guys.
Hello.
Hello. So it's obviously not just you two in the band. Who else is there?
So we've got Nath on lead guitar and Luke on the drums. Unfortunately, they can't be with us today because they're all occupied doing boring things like work and having a broken van. Yeah, the thing is, yeah, Luke lives in High Wycombe, so it's impossible for him to get in. Of course, on the bass guitar, we have my good chum here.
Dan Podbury. Hello.
Dan Podbury.
Morning.
And you can introduce me if you like.
And Cole Bryant on lead vocals.
There we are. That is Hell's Gazelles.
Can you tell me a bit about the name?
Well, what happened in the first place, we were, like any young band, struggling to find a decent name that would really ring true. Me and Nath were throwing loads of names around, and we were huge fans of The Darkness. When we were growing up, they released their first album, Permission to Land, in 2003. But one of the first songs they ever wrote that never made it onto the album was called Hell's Gazelle. And so, well, what if we make that a plural? We'll be called Hell's Gazelles, and let's see what happens. And Nath brought that up to me, because he was a huge fan. And I said, Nath, that's a terrible idea. I'm never being called Hell's Gazelles ever, ever. And then I texted him the next day saying, actually, that's kind of grown on me. And then it stuck. And obviously the hellish gazelle is a great image to have.
It's unusual.
It's pretty unusual. But, you know, I think it works. And it sticks. You know, it sticks.
Yeah, so no one ever forgets it.
So how long have you guys been a band?
Dan, you can answer how long we've been as we are.
I've been it for like 2-3 months.
Three months now.
When did you first become established?
Well, the thing is that we started when we were 16, and we realised very on that we would never get to be taken seriously until we were actually more adultish. Not that we're adults now, even at 23, 24 for most of us. But we actually started in 2008 originally, which is, yeah, when we were 15, 16 kind of time. That's a long time ago.
But you've become older and wiser.
Older and wiser. Hopefully much more attractive, because I was very gremlinish at that point in time.
Well, I guess that's up to your fans to decide. How would you describe your music? Because I've seen you described as sort of being metal and heavy rock. Well, how would you guys describe your music?
It's old school rock and roll.
Yeah. Like we try and look at it from a modern perspective. So we take all those old influences, you know, your AC/DC, your Iron Maiden, your Judas Priest, all those kind of things. But we look on it because we're big into loads of bands around the moment, like Heaven's Basement, you know, and things like that. And you try and, you know, look on it with hindsight and say what was good about this, what was bad, and try and do what's best.
Who would you say are your biggest influences?
I'd say The Darkness was a huge one. Again, because partially vocally as well, obviously. But if you've heard us, then you'll realise why. Obviously, they're really the spark that started it, because there was no hard rock around at that time. Then suddenly The Darkness come out with Permission to Land and I Believe in a Thing Called Love, and suddenly that's in the charts, and we were just like, wow, what is this, you know? And that's the thing that sparked it. But I'd say for me personally, it's bands like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, you know, all those singers, Bruce Dickinson, Rob Halford, Dio as well was a huge influence on me. Freddie Mercury is definitely like right up there. He's probably not my number one. Dan's got loads. Dan is like a guru. Like, especially with your dad.
Yeah, didn't really grow up listening to anything modern. My dad's, here's this tape, here's this record, like, go check it out. Yeah, I've just got all these influences from the 70s and 80s.
I only met Dan about 3 months ago, really. Mm. Went to his house, and his dad's there, who's a lovely guy, and I expect when we finally get on tour, he's probably going to be Chief Roadie. I think that would be fair to say. But we go into his garage, and it's this fantastic little alcove. You walk in and there's about 30 guitars on the walls. There's sleeves.
Album covers and that.
And there's shelves of cassettes.
Oh, wow.
And like, there's the desk that he's made out of PA speakers.
Cool. And
it's just this wonderful little room. I was just like, we definitely made the right decision picking you then. Because that's what you grew up on.
So you mentioned that you're going to go on tour, but let's go back a bit. I hear you won Bloodstock's Metal to the Masses competition. Well done.
Thank you.
Cheers.
So, yeah, no, Metal to the Masses is like an initiative that Bloodstock put together. Basically, in all the major cities, they run a Metal to the Masses competition.
Sort of like a Battle of the Bands sort of deal.
Absolutely. And it's like a tournament. So you start with, you know, about, I don't know, loads of bands. There's like 50-something bands.
Wow.
And then, you know, there's loads of heats, and then there's the semi-finals, and then there's the final. And we got asked to do it, and the first thing I said was, are we really metal enough for this? And they said, well, you're pretty much like, you know, new wave British heavy metal, like Iron Maiden kind of genre. And I was like, yeah, kind of, I guess, you know. We went in there thinking, well, okay, we're not a metal band, so the longer this goes on, the funnier it's going to get, because we're just going to be, we're going to be more and more out of place, you know. And there were some heavy bands, there were some good bands, there were some really good bands on. And we managed to get right through, and we kept going on, going, we're not going to win the next one, we're going to get kicked out of this one, going to get kicked out of this one. And I suppose that kind of attitude of, we're just going to play a good show rather than try and win, you know, was in our favour, you know. Suddenly they said, and the Wizards are Hell's Gazelles, we're like, what's going on? But we never thought we were going to win.
How was playing at Bloodstock?
Marvellous. The whole festival was fantastic, really. Then we got to go play at the end of it as well. I can't really put
it
into words.
It was great. Me and Dan went up a few days early. So we were playing on the Sunday, on the Sunday morning, which is not a great slot. But we got there. We got into the vibe of it. It's a great festival. It's smaller than, like, you know, your Download and your Sonosphere and your whatever, Reading, Glastonbury. It's much smaller.
More intimate, I find. It's
very intimate. But people are so friendly there. Like, way more friendly than some of the bigger festivals have been. Even though we were a hard rock band, we felt really well. We were on at 11 o'clock in the morning on the Sunday, so most people are hungover. So we came out, and for the start of our set, there was about 20 people. By the end of the set,
just rammed.
Really rammed. We managed to bring people through. I think it's partially because I scream incredibly high. Yeah. And that just cut right through, and people go, what is that? That's a crazy banshee noise.
They said there was a disappointing turnout at the main stage during our performance.
There was a really good band called, I think, Triaxis on the second stage as well, but I think they got a good turnout, so they probably stole the thing. But no, it's totally us. Totally us. No.
Yeah, of course. So, what is next? I hear you got some gigs coming up in Oxford.
Yeah, plenty going on in Oxford. We are basically an Oxford band, really. But I think the nearest one we've got is this glam night, which is actually, I think it's actually someone's birthday party, but they've made it into a public gig.
Cool.
And we've been told that we're a glam band before, and I can't see it at all. No. But someone said it's like a 70s glam night, so what they want us to do is learn loads of glam songs. And so we were like, all right then, might as well. We'll whack a couple of our ones in there, and then we'll do a couple of glam ones. But I won't spoil the surprise. You'll have to come and see. That's on the 12th. This is at the Cellar, I believe. Yeah. It's going to be a good night, and we've been told we do have to dress up.
Oh.
So...
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. I'm quite a flamboyant personality, so I am perfectly willing to don myself in, you know, leather and studs and whatever. But Nathan, the pastor, said, Cole, you're not wearing that. You're not wearing that out. You can't wear that at the gig. And I'm like, oh, I want to wear it at the gig. And then, obviously, wonderful trousers make an appearance. If you look on our Facebook, Hell's Gazelle's Facebook, go through some of the older photos, you'll see some wonderful red trousers.
Those are not wonderful.
They are wonderful. They are glorious. I'm probably going to wear them on Saturday. Dan's not ready for this.
No.
There's a storm coming.
I look like I've walked out of the 70s anyway.
We've got a glam night, and we're supporting a band called Texas Flood on the 26th of September at the Cellar. They're very southern rock, I'd say.
Yeah, sort of blues, hard rock.
Yeah, blues, hard rock, kind of. There's
old school stuff.
They're a great band, that should be a good night. So it's interesting, because we end up playing complete opposite sides of the spectrum. So we're kind of a metal band, kind of a hard rock band. So we end up playing with blues rock people, and then we end up playing with complete heavy metal people, you know. So the Bell is going to be, and I'll be playing with a band called Kaelicura.
Yeah.
They're pretty heavy, but we'll be headlining that one at Bista.
When's that?
That's on the 22nd of October. And then we've got the 30th of October, which is at the Wheat Sheaf, supporting a punk rock band called the Black Bullets. And then, yet to be announced officially, but they're definitely not going to mind me promoting it, we're supporting a really awesome touring band, quite a bit bigger than us, called The Brew, kind of blues, hard rock band, I suppose. Very blues-oriented, but they're a fantastic band, and that'll be at the Bullingdon, I believe.
Yeah.
And that's on the 2nd.
On the 2nd of November.
November. So I'm looking forward to that one. That one should have
The Brew.
The Brew are a really good band, so we're quite psyched.
It is great that you can support so many different genres. I didn't realise there was such a sort of rock, metal, punk scene in Oxford.
It really is, actually. Like, there is a real big scene. There's a lot of familiar faces, but you see loads of different people, because we play to the hard rock people, and we play to the blues rock people, and we play to the metal people. So
they will love it as well. That's what's really great.
I think we're pretty universally with lots of the little bands around, like lots of the little genres that are different. I mean, we've been booked as a punk rock band before, which is just like hilarious. Because we're just not. Like, when someone books us as a glam band, which I suppose musically you could kind of say that, but we're not really, you know, doing our makeup, some enormous hair and maybe a bit of ripped up denim and leather, but it's fun. We gig in Oxford all the time, so it's great.
So what's next for you guys after these gigs? Have you got any albums coming out?
So we are going into the studio in November to record our EP. It's more of a kind of a debut EP, really. Yeah. Basically, Hells and Hells has actually been around for quite a while, and we've not done much because we've had a load of member changes. We were at university as well, so for 3 years of that, like, you pretty much write that off. And then we did some stuff in the summers. Now we're in a position where we've got a solid lineup, people who want to really push the band, you know, much more invested in that kind of whole rock and roll scene. And now we're going to go into a professional studio, spend out the dosh, make sure we've got really decent production, really decent EP. So that's the plan. And then hopefully we'll be releasing that in spring. Now we're planning music videos, planning, you know, a proper release dates. We're in with the promoters in Oxford now, so we can plan a proper, you know, EP release show. All this kind of stuff, it all needs to be done, and now we're in a position where we can do it, so it's great.
You've got any ideas for the music video?
I'm the one that's been thinking about it recently, and we're probably going to go for simplicity over some wacky idea, because I'm terrified it will turn out awful, like some reject 80s. Really worried about it being tacky, so we're going to think about it and talk to some people and see what ideas they've got. And try and rule out all the awful ones. So, if you're listening and you're into making music videos, then please give us a shout, because I'm only just starting to look at talking to people. And
how can people get in contact with you?
So, we only have one that we really use to actually communicate with people, which is admin@hailsgazelles.com. That's the one that you can really contact us on. I check that one really regularly. To be honest, to make sure that it really gets seen, because we check our Facebook all the time, it's best to private message us on Facebook. So just look up Hell's Gazelles, it'll turn up. It's literally facebook.com/Hell's Gazelles in capital letters. But even if you don't put capitals down, it seems to turn up, which is nice. Drop us a message on there. That's a really great way to keep in contact with us. Definitely like us on Facebook if you're listening, because it's always great to see, you know, what the reception is like.
I think I know the answer to this already. But finally, do you think rock and roll is still alive and well?
Very much so.
Yeah. There's a whole subculture that isn't tapped by the mainstream media. You know, there's some huge bands out there, and you wouldn't realise that they're huge, and they do it without the same press coverage. You know, bands like Blackstone Cherry, they're really big. You know, you've heard of Blackstone Cherry. Your average, you know, Joe on the street hasn't heard of Blackstone Cherry, and a lot of people don't like their newer stuff, because you know their older stuff is a bit more
roots, root
stuff. But they're a really great band, and they pull big old crowds, and they do it without being in the main charts or anything like that. You know, everyone knows who Taylor Swift is and Katy Perry and these other... whoever these kids are listening to today. But, you know, bands like Rival Sons, Heaven's Basement, pull big old crowds. These people go nuts for it. It's really there, and people buy the record. There's still the older bands kicking around, and they still pull huge crowds. I mean, AC/DC filled out Wembley Arena with barely any...
Less than a week.
Yeah.
And they had 8,000 people in there.
Yeah, 80,000.
No media coverage. Wow. Whatsoever.
No, AC/DC, I mean, they did sell the third biggest selling album of all time, you know. But to say that there isn't an interest in it, it's just that it's not been tapped into. If it were promoted in the same way, I think that would be a huge thing. Spotify proved that. You know, heavy metal on Spotify is the most preferred genre. They released their statistics recently, and everyone returns to the heavy metal stuff that they love, whatever it is. That's in a similar vein to the kind of stuff that we're into. It's not in the forefront, so it's never going to be, probably. But it's a lot of fun, so well.
Where can the good people of Oxford get some good old rock and roll next?
And the good people of Oxford? Well, we like to go for the dirty, horrible people of Oxford. But the good ones are welcome too. So, next up, we've got this glam night, which is coming up on the 12th of September, and we'll be really different there. Like, we will be glammed. Hell's Gazelles Go Glam is what we said on our website, I think. Hell's Gazelles Go Glam, which we've never done, and it's going to be really funny. But the ones that I'm really looking forward to, the 2nd of November is going to be a fantastic one. Texas Flood are a great band as well. So honestly, they're all really good in completely different ways. Like, Texas Flood on the 26th of September, Black Bullets supporting them on the 3rd of October, Planet Vista headlining a metal night on the 22nd of October, 2nd of November, it's going to be supporting the Brew. That's going to be a big old crowd, so definitely come with that, because that's going to have a great vibe about it.
So lots of opportunities to see Hell's Gazelles. Excellent. Thanks, guys.